Use thou the key of the seven, and open to thee the pathway will fall. Now unto thee I have given my wisdom. Now unto thee I have given my way. Follow the pathway. Solve thou my secrets. Unto thee I have shown the way. Emerald Tablet 6, The Key of Magic. Hark ye, O man, to the wisdom of magic. Hark to the knowledge of powers forgotten. Long, long ago, in the days of the first man, warfare began between darkness and light. Men, then as now, were filled with both darkness and light. And while in some darkness held sway, in others light filled the soul. Aye, age old is this warfare, the eternal struggle between darkness and light. Fiercely it is fought all through the ages, using strange powers hidden to man. Adepts have there been filled with the blackness, struggling always against the light. But others there are who, filled with brightness, have ever conquered the darkness of night. Where, ere ye may be in all ages and plains, surely ye shall know of the battle with night. Long ages ago, the sons of the morning, descending, found the world filled with night. There in that past time began the struggle, the age-old battle of darkness and light. Many in that time were so filled with darkness that only feebly flamed the light from the night. Some there were masters of darkness who sought to fill all with their darkness, sought to draw others into their night. Fiercely withstood they, the masters of brightness. Fiercely fought they from the darkness of night. Sought they ever to tighten the fetters, the chains that bind man to the darkness of night. Use they always the dark magic brought into man by the power of darkness, magic that enshrouded man's soul with darkness. Banded together in as order, brothers of darkness they through the ages, antagonist they to the children of men. Walked they always secret and hidden, found yet not found by the children of men. Forever they walked and worked in darkness, hiding from the light in the darkness of night. Silently, secretly use they their power, enslaving and binding the souls of man. Unseen they come, and unseen they go. Man in his ignorance calls them from below. Dark is the way the dark brothers travel, dark with the darkness not of the night, traveling o'er earth, they walk through man's dreams. Power have they gained from the darkness around them to call other dwellers from out of their plane in ways that are dark and unseen by man. Into man's mind space reach the dark brothers. Around it, they close the veil of their night. There through its lifetime that soul dwells in bondage, bound by the fathers of the veil of the night. Mighty are they in that forbidden knowledge, forbidden because it is one with the night. Hark ye, O man, and list to my warning. Be ye free from the bondage of night. Surrender not your soul to the brothers of darkness. Keep thy face ever turned toward the light. Know ye not, O man, that your sorrow only has come through the veil of the night. Aye, man, heed ye my warning. Strive ever upward. Turn your soul toward the light. For well know that those who have traveled far toward the sun on their pathway of light have great and yet greater power to bind with darkness the children of light. List ye, O man, to he who comes to you, but weigh in the balance if his words be of light. For many there are who walk in the dark brightness, and yet are not the children of light. Easy it is to follow their pathway, easy to follow the path that they lead. But yes, O man, heed ye my warning. Light comes only to him who strives. Hard is the pathway that leads to the wisdom, hard is the pathway that leads to the light. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway, many the mountains to climb toward the light. Yet know ye, O man, to him that o'ercometh. Free will he be of the pathway of light. Follow ye not the dark brothers ever. Always be a child of the light. For know ye, O man, in the end light must conquer, and darkness and night be banished from light. Listen, O man, and heed ye this wisdom. Even as darkness, so is the light. When darkness is banished and all veils are rendered, out there shall flash from the darkness the light. Even as exist among men the dark brothers, so there exist the brothers of light, antagonists they of the brothers of darkness, seeking to free men from the night. Powers have they, mighty and potent. Knowing the law, the planets obey. Work they ever in harmony and order, freeing the man's soul from the bondage of night. Secret and hidden walk they also. Known not are they to the children of men. Yet know that ever they walk with thee, showing the way to the children of men. Ever have they fought the dark brothers, conquered and conquering time without end. Yet always light shall in the end be master, driving away the darkness of night. Aye, man, know ye this knowing, always beside thee walk the children of light. Masters they of the sun power, ever unseen yet the guardians of men. Open to all is their pathway, open to he who will walk in the light. Free are they of dark Amenti, free of the halls where life reigns supreme. Sons are they, and lords of the morning. Children of light shine among men. Like man they are, and yet are unlike. Never divided were they in the past. One have they been in oneness eternal, throughout all space since the beginning of time. Up did they come in oneness with the All One, up from the first space, formed and unformed. Given to man have they secrets that shall guard and protect him from all harm. He who would travel the path of a master, free must he be from the bondage of night. Conquer must he the formless and shapeless. Conquer must he the phantom of fear. Knowing must he gain of all the secrets, travel the pathway that leads through the darkness, yet ever before him keep the light of his goal. Obstacles great shall he meet in the pathway, yet press on to the light of the sun. Hear ye, O man, the sun is the symbol of the light that shines at the end of thy road. Now to thee give I the secrets, how to meet the dark power, meet and conquer the fear from the night. Only by knowing can ye conquer, only by knowing can ye have light. Now I give unto thee the knowledge known to the masters, the knowing that conquers all the dark fears. Use this, the wisdom I give thee. Master, thou shalt be of the brothers of night. When unto thee there comes a feeling, drawing thee nearer to the dark gate, examine thine heart, and find if the feeling thou hast has come from within. If thou shalt find the darkness, thine own thoughts, banish them forth from place in thy mind. Send through thy body a wave of vibration, irregular first and regular second, repeating time after time until free. Start the wave force in thy brain center, direct it in waves from thine head to thy foot. But if thou findest thine heart is not darkened, be sure that a force is directed to thee. Only by knowing can thou overcome it. Only by wisdom can thou hope to be free. Knowledge brings wisdom, and wisdom is power. Attain, and ye shall have power o'er all. Seek ye first a place bound with darkness. Place ye a circle around about thee. Stand erect in the midst of the circle. Use thou this formula, and thou shalt be free. Raise thou thy hands to the dark space above thee. Close thou thine eyes and draw in the light. Call to the spirit of light through the space-time, using these words, and thou shalt be free. Fill thou my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name. I, the 7, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, by their names I call them to aid me, free me, and save me from the darkness of night. Untanas, Quarantus, Chitao, and Goyana, Hurtel, Samveta, Ardell. By their names I implore thee, free me from darkness and fill me with light. Know ye, O man, that when ye have done this, ye shall be free from the fetters that bind ye, cast off the bondage of the brothers of night. See ye not that the names have the power to free by vibration the fetters that bind? Use them at need to free thou thine brother, so that he too may come forth from the night. Thou, O man, art thy brother's helper. Let him not lie in the bondage of night. Now unto thee give I my magic. Take it and dwell on the pathway of light. Light unto thee, life unto thee. Sun may thou be on the cycle above. Emerald Tablet 7, The Seven Lords. Hark ye, O man, and list to my voice. Open thy mind space and drink of my wisdom. Dark is the pathway of life that ye travel. Many the pitfalls that lie in thy way. Seek ye ever to gain greater wisdom. Attain, and it shall be light on thy way. Open thy soul, O man, to the cosmic, and let it flow in as one with thy soul. Light is eternal and darkness is fleeting. Seek ye ever, O man, for the light. Know ye that ever as light fills thy being, darkness for thee shall soon disappear. Open thy soul to the brothers of brightness. Let them enter and fill thee with light. Lift up thine eyes to the light of the cosmos. Keep thou ever thy face to the goal. Only by gaining the light of all wisdom art thou one with the infinite goal. Seek ye ever the oneness eternal. Seek ye ever the light of the goal. Light is infinite, and light is finite, separate only by darkness in man. Seek ye to rend the veil of the darkness, bring thou together the light into one. Hear ye, O man, listen to my voice, singing the song of light and of life. Throughout all space light is prevalent, encompassing all with its banners of flame. Seek ye forever in the veil of darkness, somewhere ye shall surely find light. Hidden and buried, lost to man's knowledge, deep in the finite the infinite exist. Lost but existing, flowing through all things, living in all is the infinite brain. In all space there is only one wisdom. Though seeming divided, it is one in the one. All that exists comes forth from the light, and the light comes forth from the all. Everything created is based upon order. Law rules the space where the infinite dwells. Forth from equilibrium came the great cycles, moving in harmony toward infinity's end. Know ye, O man, that far in the space-time, infinity itself shall pass into change. Hear ye, and list to the voice of wisdom. Know that all is of all evermore. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find evermore light on the way. Aye, thou shalt find that ever receding, thy goal shall elude thee from day unto day. Long time ago in the halls of Amenti, I, Thoth, stood before the lords of the cycles. Mighty they in their aspects of power, mighty they in the wisdom unveiled. Led by the dweller, first did I see them, but afterwards free was I of their presence, free to enter their conclave at will. Oft did I journey down the dark pathway into the hall where the light ever glows. Learned I of the master's cycles, wisdom brought from the cycles above us, knowledge brought from infinity's all. Many the questions I asked of the lords of the cycles. Great was the wisdom they gave unto me. Now unto thee I give of this wisdom, drawn from the flame of infinity's fire. Deep in the dark halls sit the seven, units of consciousness from cycles above. Manifest they in this cycle as guide of man to the knowledge of all. Seven are they, mighty in power, speaking these words through me to men. Time after time stood I before them, listening to words that came not with sound. One said they to me, O man, wouldst thou gain wisdom? Seek for it in the heart of the flame. Wouldst thou gain knowledge of power? Seek ye it in the heart of the flame. Wouldst be one with the heart of the flame? Seek then within thine own hidden flame. Many the time spoke they to me, teaching me wisdom not of the world, showing me ever new paths to brightness, teaching me wisdom brought from above, giving knowledge of operation, learning of law, the order of all. Spoke to me again the seven, saying, From far beyond time are we come, O man. Traveled we from beyond the space-time. Aye, from the place of infinity's end. When ye and all of thy brethren were formless, formed forth were we from the order of all. Not as men are we, though once we too were as men, out of the great void where we formed forth in order and by law. For know ye that which is formed truly is formless, having form only to thine eyes. And again unto me spoke the seven, saying, Child of the light, O Thoth, art thou free to travel the bright path upward, until at the last all ones become one. Forth were we formed after our order, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. Know ye that these are the number of cycles that we descend from unto man, each having here a duty to fulfill, each having here a force to control. Yet are we one with the soul of our cycle. Yet are we too seeking a goal far beyond man's conception. Infinity ends into a greater than all. There in a time that is yet not a time, we shall all become one with the greater than all. Time and space are moving in circles. Know ye their law, and ye too shall be free. Aye, free shall ye be to move through the cycles, past the guardians that dwell at the door. Then to me spoke he of nine, saying, Eons and eons have I existed, knowing not life and tasting not death. For know ye, O man, that far in the future life and death shall be one with the all, each so perfected by balancing the other that neither exist in the oneness of all. In men of this cycle the life force is rampant, but life in its growth becomes one with the all. Here I manifest in this your cycle, but yet I am there in your future of time. Yet to me time exists not, for in my world time exists not, for formless are we. Life have we not, but yet have existence, fuller and greater and freer than thee. Man is a flame bound to a mountain, but we in our cycle shall ever be free. Know ye, O man, that when ye have progressed into the cycles that lengthen above, life itself will pass to the darkness, and only the essence of soul shall remain. Then to me spoke the Lord of the Eight, saying, All that ye know is but part of little. Not as yet have ye touched on the great. Far out in space, where light reigns supreme, came I into the light. Formed was I also, but not as ye are. Body of light was my formless form formed. Know I not life, and know I not death, yet master am I of all that exist. Seek ye to find the path through the barriers. Travel the road that leads to the light. Spoke again to me the nine, saying, Seek ye to find the path to beyond. Not impossible is it to grow to a consciousness above. For when two have become one, and one has become all, know ye the barrier has lifted, and ye are made free of the road. Grow thou from form to the formless. Free may thou be of the road. Thus through ages I listened, learning the way to the all. Now lift I my thought to the all thing. List ye, and hear when it calls. O light all-pervading, one with all, and all with one, flow thou to me through the channel. Enter thou so that I may be free. Make me one with the all-soul, shining from the blackness of night. Free let me be of all space-time, free from the veil of the night. I, a child of the light, command, free from the darkness to be. Formless am I to the light soul, formless yet shining with light. Know I the bonds of the darkness must shatter and fall before light. Now give I this wisdom. Free may ye be, O man, living in light and in brightness. Turn not thy face from the light. Thy soul dwells in realms of brightness. Ye are a child of the light. Turn thy thoughts inward, not outward. Find thou the light soul within. Know that thou art the master. All else is brought from within. Grow thou to realms of brightness. Hold thou thy thought on the light. Know thou art one with the cosmos, a flame and a child of the light. Now to thee give I warning. Let not thy thought turn away. Know that the brightness flows through thy body, for I turn not to the dark brightness that comes from the brothers of black, but keep thine eyes ever lifted, thy soul in tune with the light. Take ye this wisdom and heed it. List to my voice and obey. Follow thy pathway to brightness, and thou shalt be one with the way. Emerald Tablet 8, The Key of Mysteries. Unto thee, O man, have I given my knowledge. Unto thee have I given of light. Hear ye now, and receive my wisdom brought from space planes above and beyond. Not as man am I, for free have I become of dimensions and planes. In each take I on a new body, in each I change in my form. Know I now that the formless is all there is of form. Great is the wisdom of the seven, mighty are they from beyond, manifest they through their power, filled by force from beyond. Hear ye these words of wisdom, hear ye and make them thine own. Find in them the formless, find ye the key to beyond. Mystery is but hidden knowledge. Know, and ye shall unveil. Find the deep buried wisdom and be master of darkness and light. Deep are the mysteries around thee, hidden the secrets of old. Search through the keys of my wisdom. Surely shall ye find the way. The gateway to power is secret, but he who attains shall receive. Look to the light, O my brother. Open, and ye shall receive. Press on through the valley of darkness. Overcome the dweller of the night. Keep ever thine eyes to the light plain, and thou shalt be one with the light. Man is in process of changing to forms that are not of this world. Grows he in time to the formless, a plane on the cycle above. Know ye must become formless before ye are one with the light. List ye, O man, to my voice, telling of the pathways to light, showing the way of attainment when ye shall be one with the light. Search ye the mysteries of earth's heart, learn of the law that exists, holding the stars in their balance by the force of the primordial mist. Seek ye the flame of the earth's life. Bathe in the glare of its flame. Follow the three-cornered pathways until thou too art aflame. Speak thou in words without voice to those who dwell down below. Enter the blue-litten temple and bathe in the fire of all life. Know, O man, thou art complex, a being of earth and of fire. Let thy flame shine out brightly. Be thou only the fire. Wisdom is hidden in darkness. When lit by the flame of the soul, find thou the wisdom and be light-born, a son of the light without form. Seek thee evermore wisdom. Find it in the heart of the flame. Know that only by striving can light pour into thy brain. Now have I spoken with wisdom. List to my voice and obey. Tear open the veils of the darkness. Shine a light on the way. Speak I of ancient Atlantis. Speak of the days of the kingdom of shadows. Speak of the coming of the children of shadows. Out of the great deep were they called by the wisdom of earthmen, called for the purpose of gaining great power. Far in the past, before Atlantis existed, men there were who delved into darkness, using dark magic, calling up beings from the great depth below us. Forth they came into this cycle. Formless were they of another vibration, existing unseen by the children of earthmen. Only through blood could they have formed being. Only through man could they live in the world. In ages past were they conquered by the masters, driven below to the place whence they came. But some there were who remained, hidden in spaces and plains unknown to man. Lived they in Atlantis as shadows, but at times they appeared among men. Aye, when the blood was offered, forth came they to dwell among men. In the form of man moved they among us, but only to sight were they as our men. Serpent-headed, when the glamour was lifted, but appearing to man as men among men, crept they into the councils, taking forms that were like unto men, slaying by their arts the chiefs of the kingdoms, taking their form and ruling o'er men. Only by magic could they be discovered, only by sound could their faces be seen. Sought they from the kingdom of shadows to destroy man and rule in his place. But know ye the masters were mighty in magic, able to lift the veil from the face of the serpent, able to send him back to his place. Came they to man and taught him the secret, the word that only a man can pronounce. Swift then they lifted the veil from the serpent and cast him forth from place among men. Yet beware, the serpent still liveth in a place that is open at times to the world. Unseen they walk among thee in places where the rites have been said. Again as time passes onward shall they take the semblance of men. Called may they be by the master who knows the white or the black, but only the white master may control and bind them while in the flesh. Seek not the kingdom of shadows, for evil will surely appear, for only the master of brightness shall conquer the shadow of fear. Know ye, O my brother, that fear is an obstacle great. Be master of all in the brightness. The shadow will soon disappear. Hear ye, and heed my wisdom. The voice of light is clear. Seek not the valley of shadow, and light only will appear. List ye, O man, to the depth of my wisdom. Speak I of knowledge hidden from man. Far have I been on my journey through space-time, even to the end of the space of this cycle. Found I there the great barrier, holding man from leaving this cycle. I glimpsed the hounds of the barrier, laying in wait for he who would pass them. In that space where time exists not, faintly I sensed the guardians of cycles. Move they only through angles. Free are they not of the curved dimensions. Strange and terrible are the hounds of the barrier. Follow they consciousness to the limits of space. Think not to escape by entering your body. For follow they fast the soul through angles. Only the circle will give ye protection, safe from the claws of the dweller in angles. Once in a time past I approached the great barrier and saw on the shores where time exists not the formless forms of the hounds of the barrier. I, hiding in the mist beyond time, I found them, and they, scenting me afar off, raised themselves and gave the great bell cry that can be heard from cycle to cycle and moved through space toward my soul. Fled I then fast before them, back from time's unthinkable end. But ever after me pursued they, moving in strange angles not known to man. I, on the great shore of time-space's end, found I the hounds of the barrier, ravening for the soul who attempts and beyond. Fled I through circles back to my body, fled and fast after me they followed. I, after me the devourers followed, seeking through angles to devour my soul. I, know ye man, that the soul who dares the barrier may be held in bondage by the hounds from beyond time, held till this cycle is all completed, and left behind when the consciousness leaves. Enter I my body, created the circles that know not angles, created the form that from my form was formed, made my body into a circle, and lost the pursuers in the circles of time. But even yet, when free from my body, cautious ever must I be, not to move through angles, else my soul might never be free. Know ye the hounds of the barrier move only through angles and never through curves of space. Only by moving through curves can ye escape them, for in angles they will pursue thee. O man, heed ye my warning. Seek not to break open the gate to beyond. Few there are who have succeeded in passing the barrier to the greater light that shines beyond. For know ye, ever the dwellers seek such souls to hold in their thrall. Listen, O man, and heed my warning. Seek ye to move not in angles, but curves. And if while free from thy body, thou hearest the sound like the bay of a hound ringing clear and bell-like through thy being, flee back to thy body through circles. Penetrate not the mist before. When thou hast entered the form thou hast dwelt in, use thou the cross and the circle combined. Open thy mouth and use thou thy voice. Utter the word and thou shalt be free. Only the one who of light has the fullest can hope to pass by the guards of the way. And then must he move through strange curves and angles that are formed in directions not known by man. List ye, O man, and heed ye my warning. Attempt not to pass the guards in the way. Rather should ye seek to gain of thine own light, and make thyself ready to pass on the way. Light is thine ultimate end, O brother. Seek and find ever the light on thy way. Emerald Tablet 9, The Key of Freedom of Space. List ye, O man, hear my voice, teaching of wisdom and light in this cycle. Teaching ye how to banish the darkness, teaching ye how to bring light in thy life. Seek ye, O man, to find the great pathway that leads to eternal life as a sun. Draw ye away from the veil of the darkness. Seek to become a light in the world. Make of thyself a vessel for light, a focus for the sun of this space. Lift thou thine eyes to the cosmos. Lift thou thine eyes to the light. Speak in the words of the dweller, the chant that calls down the light. Sing thou the song of freedom. Sing thou the song of the soul. Create the high vibration that will make thee one with the whole. Blend all thyself with the cosmos. Grow into one with the light. Be thou a channel of order, a pathway of law to the world. Thy light, O man, is the great light, shining through the shadow of flesh. Free must thou rise from the darkness before thou art one with the light. Shadows of darkness surround thee. Life fills thee with its flow. But know, O man, thou must arise, and forth from thy body go far to the plains that surround thee, and yet are one with thee too. Look all around thee, O man, see thine own light reflected. Aye, even in the darkness around thee, thine own light pours forth through the veil. Seek thou for wisdom always, let not thine body betray. Keep in the path of the light wave, shun thou the darkened way. Know thee that wisdom is lasting, existing since the all-soul began, creating harmony from chaos by the law that exists in the way. List ye, O man, to the teaching of wisdom. List to the voice that speaks of the pastime. I shall tell thee knowledge forgotten. Tell ye of wisdom hidden in past time, lost in the midst of darkness around me. Know ye, man, ye are the ultimate of all things. Only the knowledge of this is forgotten, lost when man was cast into bondage, bound and fettered by the chains of the darkness. Long, long ago I cast off my body. Wandered I free through the vastness of ether, circled the angles that hold man in bondage. Know ye, O man, ye are only a spirit. The body is nothing. The soul is all. Let not your body be a fetter. Cast off the darkness and travel in light. Cast off your body, O man, and be free, truly a light that is one with the light. When ye are free from the fetters of darkness and travel in space as a son of the light, then ye shall know that space is not boundless, but truly bounded by angles and curves. Know ye, O man, that all that exists is only an aspect of greater things yet to come. Matter is fluid and flows like a stream, constantly changing from one thing to another. All through the ages has knowledge existed, never been changed, though buried in darkness, never been lost, though forgotten by man. Know ye that throughout the space that ye dwell in are others as great as your own, interlaced through the heart of your matter, yet separate in space of their own. Once in a time long forgotten, I, Thoth, opened the doorway, penetrated into other spaces, and learned of the secrets concealed. Deep in the essence of matter are many mysteries concealed. Nine are the interlocked dimensions, and nine are the cycles of space. Nine are the diffusions of consciousness, and nine are the worlds within worlds. Aye, nine are the lords and the cycles that come from above and below. Space is filled with concealed ones, for space is divided by time. Seek ye the key to the time-space, and ye shall unlock the gate. Know ye that throughout the time-space consciousness surely exists, though from our knowledge it is hidden, yet still it forever exists. The key to worlds within thee are found only within, for man is the gateway of mystery and the key that is one within one. Seek ye within the circle. Use the word I shall give. Open the gateway within thee, and sure thou too shalt live. Man, ye think that ye liveth, but know it is life within death. For as sure as ye are bound to your body, for you no life exist. Only the soul is space free, has life that is really a life. All else is only a bondage, a fetter from which to be free. Think not that man is earth-born, though come from the earth he may be. Man is a light-born spirit, but without knowing he can never be free. Darkness fetters the soul. Only the one who is seeking may ever hope to be free. Shadows around thee are falling. Darkness fills all the spaces. Shine forth, O light of the man's soul. Fill thou the darkness of space. Ye are a son of the great light. Remember, and ye shall be free. Stay not thou in the shadows. Spring forth from the darkness of night. Light let thy soul be. O sun-born, filled with the glory of light, freed from the bonds of darkness, a soul that is one with the light. Thou art the key to all wisdom. Within thee is all time and space. Live not in bondage to darkness. Free thou thy light form from night. Great light that fills all the cosmos, flow thou fully to man. Make of his body a light torch that shall ever be quenched among men. Long in the past sought I wisdom, knowledge not known to man. Far to the past I traveled into the space where time began. Sought I ever new knowledge to add to the wisdom I know. Yet only, I found, did the future hold the key to the wisdom I sought. Down to the halls of Amenti I journeyed, the greater knowledge to seek, asked of the lords of the cycles the way to the wisdom I sought. Asked the lords this question, where is the source of all? Answered in tones that were mighty, the voice of the Lord of the Nine, free thou thy soul from thy body, and come forth with me to the light. Forth I came from my body, a glittering flame in the night. Stood I before the lords, bathed in the fire of life. Seized was I then by a force great beyond knowledge of man. Cast was I into the abyss, through spaces unknown to man. Saw I molding of order from the chaos and angles of night. Saw I the light spring forth from order, and heard the voice of the light. Saw I the flame of the abyss, casting forth order and light. Saw order spring out of chaos. Saw light giving forth life. Then I heard the voice, hear thou and understand. The flame is the source of all things, containing all things in potentiality. The order that sent forth light is the word, and from the word comes life and the existence of all. And again spoke the voice, saying, the life in thee is the word. Find thou the life within thee, and have powers to use of the word. Long I watched the light flame pouring forth from the essence of fire, realizing that life is but order, and that man is one with the fire. Back I came to my body, stood again with the nine, listened to the voice of the cycles, vibrate with powers they spoke. Know ye, O Thoth, that life is but the word of the fire. The life force ye seek before thee is but the word in the world as a fire. Seek ye the path to the word, and powers shall surely be thine. Then asked I of the nine, O Lord, show me the path. Give me the path to the wisdom. Show me the way to the word. Answered me then, the Lord of the Nine, through order ye shall find the way. Saw ye not that the word came from chaos? Saw ye not that light came from fire? Look in thy life for disorder. Balance and order thy life. Quell all the chaos of emotions, and thou shalt have order in life. Order brought forth from chaos will bring thee the word of the source, will give thee the power of cycles, and make of thy soul a force that free will extend through the ages, a perfected son from the source. Listened I to the voice, and deep sank the words in my heart. Forever have I sought for order that I might draw on the word. Know ye that he who attains it must ever in order be, for use of the word through disorder has never and can never be. Take ye these words, O man, as part of thy life. Let them be. Seek thee to conquer disorder, and one with the word thou shalt be. Put forth thy effort in gaining light on the pathway of life. Seek to be one with the sun state. Seek to be solely the light. Hold thou thy thought on the oneness of light with the body of man. Know that all is order from chaos, born into light. Emerald Tablet 10, The Key of Time. List ye, O man, take of my wisdom, learn of the deep hidden mysteries of space. Learn of the thought that grew in the abyss, bringing order and harmony in space. Know ye, O man, that all exist as being only because of the law. Know ye the law, and ye shall be free. Never be bound by the fetters of night. Far through strange spaces have I journeyed into the depth of the abyss of time, learning strange and yet stranger mysteries, until in the end all was revealed. Know ye that mystery is only mystery when it is knowledge unknown to man. When you have plumbed the heart of all mystery, knowledge and wisdom will surely be thine. Seek ye and learn that time is the secret whereby ye may be free of this space. Long have I, Thoth, sought wisdom, aye, and shall seek to eternity's end, for no eye that ever before receding shall move the goal I seek to attain. Even the lords of the cycles know that not yet have they reached the goal, for with all their wisdom they know that truth ever grows. Once in a past time I spoke to the dweller, asked of the mystery of time and space, asked him the question that surged in my being, saying, O Master, what is time? Then to me spoke he, the Master, Know ye, O Thoth, in the beginning there was void and nothingness, a timeless, spaceless nothingness. And into the nothingness came a thought, purposeful, all-pervading, and it filled the void. There existed no matter, only force, a movement, a vortex of vibration of the purposeful thought that filled the void. And I questioned the Master, saying, Was this thought eternal? And answered me the dweller, saying, In the beginning there was eternal thought, and for thought to be eternal, time must exist. So into the all-pervading thought grew the law of time. Aye, the time which exists through all space, floating in a smooth, rhythmic movement, that is eternally in a state of fixation. Time changes not, but all things change in time. For time is the force that holds events separate, each in its proper place. Time is not in motion, but ye move through time as your consciousness moves from one event to another. Aye, by time ye exist, all in all, an eternal one existence. Know ye that even though in time ye are separate, yet still are one in all times existent. Ceased then the voice of the dweller, and departed I to ponder on time, for knew I that in these words lay wisdom and a way to explore the mysteries of time. Oft did I ponder the words of the dweller, then sought I to solve the mystery of time. Found I that time moves through strange angles, yet only by curves could I hope to attain the key that would give me access to the time-space. Found I that only by moving upward, and yet again by moving to rightward, could I be free from the time of this movement. Forth I came from out of my body, moved in the movements that changed me in time. Strange were the sights I saw in my journeys, many the mysteries that opened to view. I saw I man's beginning, learned from the past that nothing is new. Seek ye, O man, to learn the pathway that leads through the spaces that are formed forth in time. Forget not, O man, with all of thy seeking, that light is the goal ye shall seek to attain. Search ye ever for light on thy pathway, and ever for thee the goal shall endure. Let not thine heart turn ever to darkness. Light let thine soul be, a sun on the way. Know ye that in the eternal brightness ye shall ever find thy soul hid in the light, never fettered by bondage to darkness. Ever it shines forth a sun of the light. I know, through hidden in darkness, your soul, a spark of the true flame exist. Be ye one with the greatest of all lights. Find at the source the end of thy goal. Light is life, for without the great light, nothing can ever exist. Know ye that in all formed matter the heart of light always exists. I, even though bound in the darkness, inherent light always exist. Once I stood in the halls of Amenti and heard the voice of the lords of Amenti, saying, in tones that rang through the silence, words of power mighty and potent, chanted they the songs of the cycles, the words that opened the path to beyond. I saw the great path opened, and looked for an instant into the beyond. Saw I the movements of the cycles, vast as the thought of the source could convey. Knew I then that even infinity is moving on to some unthinkable end. Saw I that the cosmos is order, and part of a movement that extends to all space, a part of an order of orders, constantly moving in a harmony of space. Saw I the wheeling of cycles like vast circles across the sky. Knew I then that all that has been is growing to meet yet another being in a far-off grouping of space and time. Knew I then that in words are power to open the planes that are hidden from man. Aye, that even in words lies hidden the key that will open above and below. Hark ye now, man, this word I leave with thee. Use it, and ye shall find power in its sound. Say ye the word, Zin Uru, and power ye shall find. Yet must ye understand that man is of light, and light is of man. List ye, O man, and hear a mystery, stranger than all that lies neath the sun. Know ye, O man, that all space is filled by worlds within worlds. Aye, one within the other, yet separate by law. Once in my search for deep buried wisdom, I opened the door that bars them from man. Called I from other planes of being, one who was fairer than the daughters of men. I called her from out of the spaces to shine as a light in the world of men. Used I the drum of the serpent, wore I the robe of the purple and gold, placed on my head, I the crown of silver, around me the circle of cinnabar shone. Raised I my arms and cried the invocation that opens the path to the plains beyond, cried to the lords of the signs in their houses. Lords of the two horizons, watchers of the treble gates, stand ye one at the right and one at the left, as the star rises to his throne and rules over his sign. I, thou dark prince of Arulu, open the gates of the dim, hidden land, and release her whom ye keep imprisoned. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, dark lords and shining ones, and by their secret names, names which I know and can pronounce, hear ye and obey my will. Lit I then with flame my circle, and called her in the space plains beyond. Daughter of light, return from Arulu. Seven times and seven times have I passed through the fire. Food have I not eaten, water have I not drunk. I call thee from Arulu. From the realm of Igershal, I summon thee, Lady of Light. Then before me rose the dark figures, I, the figures of the lords of Arulu, parted they before me, and forth came the Lady of Light. Free was she now from the lords of the night, free to live in the light of the earth, sun, free to live as a child of light. Hear ye and listen, O my children, magic is knowledge, and only is law. Be not afraid of the power within thee, for it follows law as the stars in the sky. Know ye that to he without knowledge, wisdom is magic, and not of the law. But know ye that ever ye by your knowledge can approach closer to a place in the sun. List ye, my children, follow my teaching. Be ye ever seeker of light. Shine in the world of men all around thee, a light on the path that shall shine among men. Follow ye and learn of my magic. Know that all force is thine, if thou wilt. Fear not the path that leads thee to knowledge, but rather shun ye the dark road. Light is thine, O man, for the taking. Cast off the fetters, and thou shalt be free. Know ye that thy soul is living in bondage, fettered by fear that holds ye in thrall. Open thy eyes and see the great sunlight. Be not afraid, for all is thine own. Fear is the lord of dark Arulu, to he who has never faced the dark fear. I know that fear has existence, created by those who are bound by their fears. Shake off thy bondage, O children, and walk in the light of the glorious day. Never turn thy thoughts to the darkness, and surely ye shall be one with the light. Man is only what he believeth, a brother of darkness, or a child of the light. Come now into the light, my children, walk in the pathway that leads to the sun. Hark ye now, and list to the wisdom. Use thou the word I have given unto thee. Use it, and surely thou shalt find power and wisdom and light to walk in the way. Seek ye, and find the key I have given, and ever shalt thou be a child of the light. Emerald Tablet 11, The Key to Above and Below. Hear ye and list ye, O children of Kim, to the words that I give that shall bring ye to the light. Ye know, O men, that I knew your fathers, I, your fathers, in time long ago. Deathless have I been through all the ages, living among ye since your knowledge began. Leading ye upward to the light of the great soul have I ever striven, drawing ye from out of the darkness of night. Know ye, O people amongst whom I walk, that I, Thoth, have all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom known to man since the ancient days. Keeper have I been of the secrets of the great race, holder of the key that leads into life. Bringer up have I been to ye, O my children, even from the darkness of the ancient of days. List ye now to the words of my wisdom, list ye now to the message I bring. Hear ye now the words I give thee, and ye shall be raised from the darkness to light. Far in the past, when I first came to thee, found I thee in caves of rocks. Lifted I thee by my power and wisdom, until thou didst shine as man among men. I found I thee without any knowing. Only a little were ye raised beyond beast. Fanned I ever the spark of thy consciousness, until at last ye flamed as men. Now shall I speak to thee knowledge ancient beyond the thought of thy race. Know ye that we of the great race had and have knowledge that is more than man's. Wisdom we gained from the star-born races. Wisdom and knowledge far beyond man's. Down to us had descended the masters of wisdom as far beyond us as I am from thee. List ye now while I give ye wisdom. Use it, and free thou shalt be. Know ye that in the pyramid I builded are the keys that shall show ye the way into life. I draw ye a line from the great image I builded to the apex of the pyramid, built as a gateway. Draw ye another opposite in the same angle and direction. Dig ye and find that which I have hidden. There shall ye find the underground entrance to the secrets hidden before ye were men. Tell ye I now of the mystery of cycles that move in movements that are strange to the finite, for infinite are they beyond knowledge of man. Know ye that there are nine of the cycles, I, nine above and 14 below, moving in harmony to the place of joining that shall exist in the future of time. Know ye that the lords of the cycles are units of consciousness sent from the others to unify this with the all. Highest are they of the consciousness of all the cycles, working in harmony with the law. Know that in time all will be perfected, having none above and none below, but all one in a perfected infinity, a harmony of all in the oneness of all. Deep neath earth's surface, in the halls of Amenti, sit the seven, the lords of the cycles, I and another, the lord from below. Yet know thee that in infinity there is neither above nor below, but ever there is, and ever shall be, oneness of all, when all is complete. Oft I have stood before the lords of the all, oft at the fount of their wisdom have drunken, and filled both my body and soul with their light. Spake they to me, and told me of cycles, and the law that gives them the means to exist. I spake to me, the lord of nine, saying, O Thoth, great are ye among earth's children, but mysteries exist of which ye know not. Ye know that ye came from a space-time below this, and know ye shall travel to a space-time beyond. But little ye know of the mysteries within them, little ye know of the wisdom beyond. Know ye that ye as a whole in this consciousness are only a cell in the process of growth. The consciousness below thee is ever expanding in different ways from those known to thee. I, it, though in space-time below thee, is ever growing in ways that are different from those that were part of the ways of thine own. For know that it grows as a result of thy growth, but not in the same way that thou didst grow. The growth that thou had and have in the present have brought into being a cause and effect. No consciousness follows the path of those before it, else all would be repetition in vain. Each consciousness in the cycle it exists in follows its own path to the ultimate goal. Each plays its part in the plan of the cosmos. Each plays its part in the ultimate end. The further the cycle, the greater its knowledge and ability to blend the law of the whole. Know ye that ye in the cycles below us are working the minor parts of the law, while we of the cycle that extends to infinity take of the striving and build greater law. Each has his own part to play in the cycles. Each has his work to complete in his way. The cycle below thee is yet not below thee, but only formed for a need that exists. For know ye that the fountain of wisdom that sends forth the cycles is eternally seeking new powers to gain. Ye know that knowledge is gained only by practice, and wisdom comes forth only from knowledge, and thus are the cycles created by law. Means are they for gaining of knowledge, for the plane of law that is the source of the all. The cycle below is not truly below, but only different in space and time. The consciousness there is working and testing lesser things than those ye are. And know, just as ye are working on greater, so above ye are those who are also working as ye are on yet other laws. Difference that exists between the cycles is only inability to work with the law. We who have being in cycles and beyond thee are those who first came forth from the source and have in the passage through time-space gained ability to use laws of the greater that are far beyond the conception of man. Nothing there is that is really below thee, but only a different operation of law. Look thee above, or look thee below, the same shall ye find, for all is but part of the oneness that is the source of the law. The consciousness below thee is part thine own, as we are a part of thine. Ye as a child had not the knowledge that came to ye when ye became a man. Compare ye the cycles to man in his journey from birth unto death, and see in the cycle below thee the child with the knowledge he has. And see ye yourself as the child grown older, advancing in knowledge as time passes on. See ye, we also, the child grown to manhood with the knowledge and wisdom that came with the years. So also, O Thoth, are the cycles of consciousness, children in different stages of growth, yet all from the one source, the wisdom, and all to the wisdom returning again. Ceased then he from speaking, and sat in the silence that comes to the Lord's. Then again spake he unto me, saying, O Thoth, long have we sat in Amenti, guarding the flame of life in the halls. Yet know we are still part of our cycles, with our vision reaching unto them and beyond. I know we that of all, nothing else matters excepting the growth we can gain with our soul. Know we the flesh is fleeting. The things men count great are nothing to us. The things we seek are not of the body, but are only the perfected state of the soul. When ye as men can learn that nothing but progress of soul can count in the end, then truly ye are free from all bondage, free to work in a harmony of law. Know, O man, ye should aim at perfection, for only thus can ye attain the goal. Though ye should know that nothing is perfect, yet it should be thy aim and thy goal. Ceased again the voice of the nine, and into my consciousness the words had sunk. Now seek I ever more wisdom, that I may be perfect in law with the all. Soon go I down to the halls of Amenti to live neath the cold flower of life. Ye whom I have taught shall never more see thee, yet live I forever in the wisdom I taught. All that man is because of his wisdom. All that he shall be is the result of his cause. List ye now to my voice, and become greater than common man. Lift thine eyes upward, let light fill thy being. Be thou ever children of light. Only by effort shall